It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Welcome to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. With your Bible in hand and your heart open to learn, let's join the teaching in progress.
From the book of Psalms, we are continuing our series on the book of Psalms, chapter by chapter and verse by verse. The book of Psalms, written approximately from the time of Moses, 1500 BC, through the Babylonian captivity and beyond to approximately 450 BC. The book of Psalms has numerous authors, David being the author of most of the Psalms, over 70 Psalms written by the sweet psalmist of Israel, the beloved shepherd boy David. Solomon wrote also some Psalms along with Moses, the sons of Korah, Asaph, and others. The book of Psalms has approximately 50 Psalms that are not mentioned with an author, written anonymously, yet still written by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. The book of Psalms is the hymn book of the Bible. The word Psalms means hymns. It means song. These are historical writings. These are writings of praise, judgment, deliverance, promises, hope, comfort, and all written as songs in order to celebrate the Lord and to bring it to remembrance that these psalms be passed down from generation to generation. The book of Psalms is also a devotional book. And it's often said that individuals who are students of the Bible use the Psalms as a devotional book and use the Proverbs as practical application. For example, if it is the 15th day of the month, then individuals will read the 15th Psalm and the 15th chapter of Proverbs as part of their daily devotional and daily personal instruction. The book of Psalms is quoted numerously throughout the Old Testament. Over 150 quotes and allusions are given throughout the New Testament referencing the book of Psalms. Jesus Christ quoted often from the book of Psalms, as well as other books of the Bible, Isaiah, Exodus, Deuteronomy, and others. Jesus Christ wrote in Luke chapter 24, verse 44, an outline on the importance of the Psalms, stating, "And he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me." Here Jesus Christ in Luke 24:44 speaks of himself in the law of Moses, which is the first five books of the Bible called the Pentateuch, and in the prophets, which are the major and minor prophets in the Old Testament, and in the Psalms, all about the Lord Jesus Christ. This, once again, is our hymn book, H-Y-M-N, in the Bible, but it's also a hymn book, H-I-M, all about him, the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, in the volume of the book, it is written of me, speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ. This Bible is a book not only of history, it's a book of his story. As we study the book of Psalms, as we study the scriptures, it is crucial that we find Jesus in the Word as we study the Word, and that Jesus Christ locates us through the Word of our study, that we may walk with Him and talk with Him in a close relationship along life's narrow way. The book of Psalms is divided in five sections, similar to the five books of Moses, similar to the Pentateuch, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. The Genesis book of Psalms is Psalms 1 through 41, and it concerns man. The Exodus book of the book of Psalms is Psalms 42 through 72, and this concerns the nation of Israel. The Leviticus book of Psalms is Psalms 73 through 89, and this concerns the sanctuary. The Numbers book of Psalms is Psalm 90 through Psalm 106, and this concerns Israel and the Gentiles and has the earth in view. The Deuteronomy book of Psalms is Psalm 107 through Psalm 150, and this concerns God and His Word. The book of Psalms is our devotional book. The book of Psalms is a celebration of the deliverance, the praise, worship, and history of the nation of Israel and how it applies to our life today. This is the teaching on the book of Psalms, Psalm 15, verse number 1. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? Here in Psalm 15, this is a psalm of the righteous. This is a psalm of David. It's a question that's given, who shall be with the Lord? Psalm 15 speaks of a double reference. It's a reference not only to David asking the question of who shall be with the Lord, but also answers the question of who shall abide with the Lord during the millennial reign. The millennial reign on earth, the thousand-year reign of the Lord Jesus Christ after Armageddon, according to Revelation chapter 20. Psalm 15, as we shall also see, is a psalm of the righteous, which speaks to a righteous lifestyle, characteristics that are evident of an individual that loves the Lord. These characteristics that we shall see are not accomplished through human effort, nor human ingenuity, nor human intelligence. These characteristics of this lifestyle that we're reading in Psalm 15 is accomplished by an individual whose heart is bent in the direction of loving the Lord through conversion in Jesus Christ, through faith in Jesus Christ. Verse 1 speaks of the tabernacle, abiding with the Lord in His holy habitation, being with the Lord forever, and the psalm speaking to these expectations of the righteous. Verse 1 also speaks to dwelling in thy holy hill. This speaks to Mount Zion. This speaks to, again, the city of Jerusalem, the city of the great king, the place where the Lord will set up His 1,000-year reign on the earth, called the millennial reign, the 1,000-year reign of peace after Armageddon. Verses 2 through 5. He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness and speaketh the truth in his heart, he that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor, in whose eyes a vile person is contemned, but he honoreth them that fear the Lord. He that sweareth to his own hurt and changeth not. He that putteth not out his money to usury, nor taketh reward against the innocent. He that doeth these things shall never be moved. Here in verse 2, it speaks of an upright walk, walking in righteousness and having a tongue that is evident of speaking the truth, that a heart has been changed in the Lord. Verse 2 speaks of living the truth. Verse 2 speaks of speaking the truth. Verse 2 speaks of loving thy neighbor. Jesus spoke about this in Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 and 39, when he was asked, "What is the greatest commandments?" And he answered, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy mind, all thy soul, and all thy strength, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." This Psalm 15 speaks of walking uprightly, speaking the truth, loving your neighbor. Jesus Christ echoed the same expectation in the scriptures also. Verse 3 speaks of a contrast with verse 2, as verse 2 speaks of walking uprightly and loving your neighbor. Verse 3 speaks of speaking the truth, not backbiting, not backstabbing, nor taking advantage of their neighbor. Verse 3 speaks of not using the tongue in a way to hurt others and to accomplish their own greedy gain. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 3 states, "He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life, but he that openeth wide his lips shall have destruction." Proverbs chapter 18, verse 8 teaches, "The words of a terrible are as wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly." Verse 4 of Psalm 15 states, "In whose eyes a vile person is contemned, but he honoreth them that fear the Lord." Here a contrast on individuals who are wicked, who are vile, are supposed to be brought to justice and looked upon in a way that requires punishment, correction, and accountability. Verse 4 speaks of honoring those that fear the Lord, that's walking in the love of the Lord and has a life that's abiding in the community. Here in this world we live in now, it is reversed. People that are living a life that is wicked, that is contrary to the law, are honored because they may be famous or a special athlete in the community, in contrast to those who are living the right kind of life and they are despised and ridiculed and hated. Scripture teaches in the last days, 2 Timothy chapter 3, that there shall be despisers of those that are good. Scripture teaches in the book of Proverbs, chapter 24, verses 23 through 26, we are not to have what's called respect of persons, to where we begin to call good evil and evil good based on the popularity of that person. Proverbs 24, verse 23 through 26 states, "These things also belong to the wise. It is not good to have respect of persons in judgment. He that saith unto the wicked, Thou art righteous, him shall the people curse. Nations shall abhor him. But to them that rebuke him shall be delight, and a good blessing shall come upon them. Every man shall kiss his lips that giveth a right answer." Once again, in the days of old and in today's days, Christians, individuals who are living uprightly, have been scapegoated, blamed, and cursed throughout society. The laws of the righteous have been removed from the public square and public conversation and replaced with situational ethics, moral relativism, and opinion. And as a result, the moral fiber of society has been degrading and getting worse and worse. Scripture warns about calling evil good and good evil as a marker that society will soon implode. Psalm 15, verse 4 also speaks to an individual that keeps his integrity. He sweareth to his own hurt and changeth not. Oftentimes, individuals start out with integrity, but as money increases, as power increases, as popularity increases, as material things around them increase, they begin to change and they lose that sense of character and integrity that they had before. They begin to think that they can get away with certain things and they are above the law. Integrity, as defined, is unsupervised character, doing the right thing when nobody else is watching. Oftentimes, individuals begin to have increase in their life and as a result, begin to be inflated in their thought that they are above correction, above accountability, and above the law. Verse 4 speaks to an individual that no matter what things begin to change in their life, they keep their word, they do not change, they hold on to their integrity. Verse number 5 speaks of an individual that does not take advantage of unjust interest, unjust usury. Scriptures give authorization to have usury, interest, lending institutions. That's how they make their money, by loaning money, banks, and other institutions. Even Jesus Christ spoke about this in Matthew chapter 25, verse number 27, when a bank gives money based on earned interest. However, Scripture warns about taking advantage of others with unjust high interest. Proverbs chapter 28, verse number 8 states, "He that by usury and unjust gain increaseth his substance, he shall gather it for him that will pity the poor." This speaks of unjust riches only being temporary. Verse 5 of Psalm 15 also speaks to an individual doing these things shall have a firm foundation. Having this kind of life is evident that they are trusting in the Lord. Scripture also bears witness on this approach. Micah chapter 6 verse 8 says, "He hath showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doeth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God." Once again, this speaks to an individual having a righteous character, living for the Lord, and as a result, through Jesus Christ, will obtain an inheritance on high. And also, this speaks to an individual abiding with the Lord in Mount Zion, his holy hill, abiding with him during the millennial reign. Psalm 15 is a psalm of the righteous, a psalm of David, asking the question, who shall abide with the Lord? Psalm 15 is not a response of trying to be good enough. Psalm 15 answers the question that this is not an individual based on human efforts, for if that were the case, anyone could try hard enough and live this kind of life. Psalm 15 is evident that this individual has been changed in his heart, loves the Lord, trusting in the Lord, living for the Lord, and now will abide with the Lord forever. This is the teaching on the book of Psalms, Psalm 15. And on today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, or if you have strayed away from His loving kindness, I invite you to pray with me this prayer of rededication, this prayer of salvation. Won't you pray with me today? Oh God, I am a sinner. I have strayed away from Your loving kindness. I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sins. I believe that God raised Him from the dead. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Save me today. Forgive me, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International. LCMI is a Christian non-denominational teaching ministry based solely on the Holy Bible, dedicated to pleasing God, glorifying Jesus Christ, and ensuring that the Bible is the foundation in everything this ministry proclaims and endorses. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com. Please join us again next time for more Bible teaching. And remember, we have the victory through Jesus Christ.